The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. The reason for the pause, I've got so much that I want to say today, so much I want to talk about, and much of it is controversial. And I, to be really honest, you might not know it from listening to this program, but I don't enjoy controversy. I enjoy disagreement. I enjoy good debate. I have always enjoyed that and encouraged it. But I really don't enjoy controversy. And today, everything is controversial. And I have a desperate desire to provide you with some facts to help you determine where you should stand in all of the controversial things going on today. I continually say it, and I mean it. I will never tell you what to think. I remember years ago listening to a Christian activist on the radio, kind of well-known here in Central Ohio, Christian activist. I'll never forget, on his radio program, he went out of his way to say, "I am going to tell you exactly what to think." I thought, really? Never had a desire to tell people what to think. I want to teach people how to think. And after you learn how to think, I want to be able to provide you with information and facts so you can come up with your own conclusions. And so I just want to lay this out. Of course, anyone who follows Christ believes that all Black lives matter. Anyone who is a true follower of Jesus Christ cannot disagree with that statement. They can't. You cannot be a sincere follower of Jesus Christ and not believe that Black lives matter. But that phrase comes from, it was coined, invented by an extremely left-wing, radical group of three women. And I want you to go to blacklivesmatter.com, check out the website yourself. Don't believe what I'm telling you. They are revolutionary, not in a good sense. They say they are nonviolent, but they are today's equivalent of the Black Panthers. Now, I remember the Black Panthers well. That's when I was growing up, my teenage years, early years. I remember the Black Panthers very well. They were absolutely destructive to the civil rights movement. That's why Martin Luther King Jr. never identified with them and separated himself from them, because what they were doing was not unifying. They were divisive. They did 1,000 times more harm than they did good. Everything that Martin Luther King Jr. was trying to do, the Black Panthers were trying to do the opposite. And that's what's happening with Black Lives Matter. But here is the difference. Fast forward to today. Back in the days of the Black Panthers, Very few people in the black community were sympathetic with the Black Panthers. They were very sympathetic with Martin Luther King Jr. They were not sympathetic with the Black Panthers. It's not true today. A large portion of the black community have been fooled into believing that Black Lives Matter really cares about them. And a whole bunch, maybe a larger percentage of white people have been fooled into believing this is a movement that we can support. A large group of evangelicals are getting on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon, not understanding what the movement stands for. And here's what I pray happens. America made very little progress in racial relations until the white community began to speak out and condemn the extremists in the white community, particularly the white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, and some other groups. The white community had to wake up and say, whoa, 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 these people do not speak for us. These are evil, racist individuals, and we must condemn them. We must separate ourselves from them. We cannot identify with them in any way, shape, or form. That movement had to go through the white community. White people had to distance themselves from white racists, white supremacists. It took a long time. Now, fast forward to today. Are there white supremacists out there? I suppose. I don't know of any. I know they're there. I know that if the Ku Klux Klan has a rally in downtown Columbus, about six people show up of the Klan. Hundreds of counter-protesters will show up. But if the Ku Klux Klan puts out a call, we're going to demonstrate at the Columbus State House, you have about six people show up. They have been marginalized. They have been condemned by society and culture in general. So, do white supremacists still exist? I suppose. But they are small, 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 small in number, and generally, overwhelmingly condemned by the white community. Now, today, we have a number of black radicals who are literally black supremacists. They're going to have to be exposed as such, like the Ku Klux Klan was in the white community. Their divisiveness, their radical nature, their desire to overthrow, to cause damage, is going to have to be exposed. And our culture, white and black both, are going to have to distance themselves from those kinds of evil people. But here's the problem. If you even suggest that, you are called a racist. And that's part of the danger. I would imagine that the majority of the protesters that we have seen in cities across America are genuine, sincere people who want change. And we still need change. Is there systematic racism in America? I don't think so. Is there racism in America? Yes. Is it systematic? I don't think any longer. We had made amazing strides in race relations. But now we're going backwards. And that should concern all of us, regardless of the color of your skin. And again, if we are followers of Christ, we should hate racism, bigotry, prejudice, no matter the color of the skin of the bigoted, prejudiced, racist. And we should support people, groups, ministries that are truly calling for unity and that should be right at the top of the list. Evangelical churches who preach and teach that the ground truly is level at the...
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Now let's go to Mount Vernon and talk to Dave for a while. Hey, Dave, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you, Bob. Good talking to you, as always.
You as well.
You know, yesterday, of course, was Father's Day, and my dad has been gone 19 years now, and he was a great man who instilled a lot of things in me, one of which was discipline. And he always reminded me there are consequences to your actions. And he never had to... apply the Board of Education to the seat of my knowledge because I knew that he would. So these things that are happening, the violence and these people surrounding cars and this type of thing, as long as there are no consequences to what they are doing, they are going to keep on doing it.
Right. And that was my problem, my major problem with Mayor Ginther, is that he advertised there would be no consequences. He advertised that, and he got exactly what, well, we should have expected. I started to say what he deserved. I'll take that back, but he got what we would expect.
Exactly, and I see these videos of these people that get caught in a bad situation in a car in Louisville, Kentucky, surrounded by protesters. And you can just imagine the fear of this lady. And they were pounding on her car, and she backed up and then went forward and actually hit one of the protesters. And some of the comments were, well, she could have killed him. Well, I'm sorry, but she was in fear for her life herself.
Yeah.
And Mount Vernon is going to have city council look at police reform here. Mount Vernon is a rural, quiet, peaceful town. I can't imagine what they would have to do to the police force to, you know, have some reform, but they're going to look at it. It's spreading across the country, and police are being looked at as the bad guy instead of the peacemakers.
Well, and we've seen in the cities, there were several shootings in Seattle last night, you know, and that's kind of the heart of defund the police, get rid of the police, the CHAZ zone, which is now called the CHOP zone. There was a murder in the CHOP zone last night, and when police showed up to investigate, they were threatened with violence. The police were, and paramedics were not allowed in to carry out the victim. In other places in Seattle, there was violence. There was violence in Philadelphia, violence in Chicago. violence in Atlanta. There was right outside of downtown Seattle, there was a black-only zone that was taped off, and there were guards there telling people that only black people could enter this area. And it was a very large area. White people were not allowed. And what I was saying earlier, just like the Black Panthers, and I don't think you're old enough to remember the Black Panthers, Dave, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right. They did far, 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 far more harm than they did good. Far more harm. Martin Luther King Jr. did incredible good in race relations. Black Panthers did exactly the opposite. What I am seeing is that we are seeing more of the Black Panther mentality rather than the Martin Luther King Jr. mentality. And therefore, I think that much of this is going to be very, very counterproductive. It is not going to bring about racial reconciliation, which we should all desire. It's going to bring about more division, more anger, more hostility from all people. And as I said, I think Martin Luther King Jr. would grieve severely over what's happening in our cities today, because they are not walking in his footsteps.
Well, that is for sure. And I think that eventually we're going to get to the point where something has to be done, because they've got a foothold. They're going to continue this. We have to stop it somehow.
But it's not going to end well. It is not going to end well.
No. And my wife and I, every morning, as the Bible says to do, we pray for our leaders.
Sure.
We pray for President Trump. And he is kind of between a rock and a hard place. If he does something, the Black Lives Matter group are going to be blaming him. If he does nothing, people are going to say he's not taking control. But he's not supposed to do. That's the state is supposed to take care of things like that.
Well, that's very true. And it's,
anyway.
You know, everything changes when it happens to you. I believe it was the mayor of Portland. I know it was in Oregon City. I believe it's Portland. I could be wrong. But the mayor was very, 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 very supportive of the Black Lives Matters group until they came and defaced her own house. The very same mayor then called them domestic terrorists when it reached her house. I think we're going to see a lot of that. Hey, Dave, good to talk to you. God bless you. Got to go. Bobberty Live will continue right after this break.